רואה שם הסרף, זה בעיה יותר, רבו שפירה, on page number 72. It was very difficult to explain to the world that from all the other Hasidic congregations, Breslov without their Rebbe is being a lot more directed than other Hasidics that they have a Rebbe. So those who go Breslov have a path. Breslov atzma jalsa shakushiya ana al atzuma kvar edu yodar bonit mahuta ma shiyatzarta et chem gudah bonit. Breslov, people said that people outside Breslov, they can't even understand what's the work that they're doing in Breslov. What are they doing? Are they going out of the field? Something behind it, people couldn't even understand. Okay? Breslov was to take people from the materialism and completely take their whole being and uplift them above the world. Yeah. Tsar shel ima, sorrow of the mother. The opposition, the disgrace, the redifot, I forgot that word you told me yesterday, when someone runs after one other one. Someone's going always after one. You
assault?
Huh?
Assault?
You told me that word yesterday. Redifa.
Redifa, to chase after.
Yeah, but that's the word, whatever, yeah.
Pursue,
yeah, that's the word. Hayu chasrei mashma'ut v'chayav. He had no meaning to his life, Shmuel Shapira. And somewhat, it even helped a lot his upgrowing in life to where he was always reaching to reach. What is it? What was he reaching always for? Bitul rumisa mukhletet shnitzutza yeshut v'archa atzmit. Complete application, complete stumbling over, stepping on, complete application of his self-being. But the only opposition that really, really bothered him and caused him a lot of sorrow was the opposition of his mother. When the Indian that he got close to Breslov started being publicized, right, people started knowing about it. In Yerushalayim, in those days, there was very strong pressure on his poor mother to cause him, to influence him to leave Breslov.
What time period? 1930?
Something like that? Yeah, 1930s. Over here, Rabbi Shmuel couldn't just say, no, I don't care, I'm oblivious to my mother. Chas v'shalom, his mother, right? Shmuel used to sit for hours and hours with his mother and explaining to her, listen, look what's going on with me. I'm getting closer to Hashem, I'm serving Hashem better, I have so much livelihood. I was explaining for hours and hours, many times, right? Right, and every time she used to say, oh, but they said the Breslov do this, and she always spending time to push away what Breslov is. No, it's what they're saying, don't believe what they're saying, it's not true. Okay? And he told her that I learned even better, I learn better now that I'm in Breslov. She cared for the learning, right? The Litvish world. I learn even better than when I was before Breslov. Yeah. The hard atmosphere, the very heavy atmosphere about Breslov, the Elder Yerushalayim, it says, you can't even imagine that position, the great opposition that Breslov had in those days. I had the zchut to know from close the gaibin of Moshe Ali Ephraim, the big tzaddik. And one time I even invited him to the Hilula of Rabbi Natan, which is the Asar B'Teves, and he came to the meal and he was very amazed. He's very amazed from the amount of breast of Hasidim and from the speakings that were there. He's amazed. Okay? And one of the Gabbais that the guy had told him once, told Rav Shechter, that the guy had once said, I can't even describe to you how much these people they were chased after. And they always accepted it with love. And Hashem Baruch helped them, now they're big. And it was really horrible. In those days, a rest of a kid that came to a place, right? He went to school, anything. It was a disaster. It was a disaster for him. All the kids were mocking him all the time. I the best of him. It was like a curse, right? the miracle that the Jews have, like we're one sheep among 70
nations,
right? Leopards,
wolves.
So, so that's what was wrestled in those days. It was one sheep wrestled against everyone else. Right? And it was just the fact that the people stayed wrestled is one of the miracles of Rabbeinu. Anyway, his mother, she was under the impression of his, of the tzaddik Yerushalayim, who told her, your son should be a big tzaddik, he will be a big tzaddik. Yeah? And she saw him, what? He's following you right here in front of me, what's going to be? Right? Anyways, it was very sad for her. Those were very hard days for Shmuel Shapira. Right? And the war was inside the house and outside. The war was he made a brit, he made a covenant with the Rabbeinu. Right? He's used to say with Rabbeinu. But he also has his mother above him. There were even menachamim, consolers, who people came to their mother and said, no, at least he didn't become a complete kaifer, just a blessed of her became.
Say that over again.
People came to his mother and said, listen, you should be calm, at least he didn't become a complete kaifer.
Kaifer?
Kaifer.
Atheist.
Yeah, complete. He's only breasted. Okay. Didn't go down so deep. Only to breast of you.
So he didn't come to like become like David Ben Gurion.
Hashem, Hashem, Yerik. We don't mention bad names here. Okay. Chavod, Rabbi Manuel.